just say no. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review. Conventional wisdom says a great team is all about collaboration and networking to build connectivity. But according to Rob Cross, professor of global leadership at Babson College, sometimes the best way to be a team player is just to say no.
The more connected we get, the more people want us and value our time. You actually see people's satisfaction scores rising, and they get happier the more they're needed in different ways, right up until the point that they're overwhelmed. And that's the interesting thing with the hyperconnectivity is it's great right up until it isn't.
The solution, Cross says, is to avoid collaborative overload by aggressively pruning network connections, deliberately cultivating interests outside of work, and establishing firm boundaries on personal time.
It is definitely a game that's won on the margin, and that people are doing, you know, usually three or four things differently, but they're systematic about it. So, for example, they preserve that time that they set up as, you know, I'm not going to answer emails from 6 to 9, or they strategically calendar on Friday night and Sunday night so that they have blocks of time that they're able to do reflective work and they're engaging in other activities. It's typically, you know, what we see that really distinguishes the people that are getting back 18 to 24% of their time. It's much more about being proactive in that way.
The Business Review is a production of KWBU, Livingston & McKay, and the Hankamer School of Business at Baylor University.